coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started.
All right, let's get it started in here. In fact, I welcome everyone to the show that we call the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm Kim, and I welcome Marsha. As everybody knows, Marsha Hively, she's been on my show several times.
Good morning.
Great friend of mine, and today we have Dr. Lynn Jeffers, and you are a plastic surgeon out here locally.
Yes, hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm really excited to talk to you. I've actually had a couple of requests to find out the naked truth of, plastic surgery and ask some really good questions that maybe we all are a little intimidated to ask. So she's walking out of the studio. No,
I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun.
I think it is a daunting prospect of if you have to get something done or want something done, where do you start?
Where do you start? And how do you find a good doctor? Mm-hmm. I actually just found one. So, but you know, it's funny. I want to start with telling everybody, I don't ever do anything like to introduce somebody or to have something done without doing it myself. I haven't had any plastic surgery done, but I did meet with you as a consultation, and it was really interesting to kind of go through that. And, you know, I don't know. In one sense, I thought, oh, I can magically have this done, but it is surgery.
It is a real procedure. There are real procedures, real surgery, and just because you hear, oh, cosmetic surgery, it's still a real procedure, and you need to do your homework.
So. Yeah. And real risk.
And real risk,
exactly. So I've been a little out of my box yesterday. I met with you on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, right.
Then yesterday I got hypnotized by Dr. Bunny Freeland. Okay, that was really interesting. I had, what is it called, biotics? Which was on, I'm like.
So you're the guinea pig.
I kind of am. And you know what? That's what I do also, even in my hair when I'm doing hair. I kind of try out the products before because I want to firsthand really feel comfortable, like, not so much, or, you know, and the products that you gave me.
I do the same thing. I tell them I don't sell them unless I've tried them.
And that's really important to me because, you know, what am I going to do? Just say, oh, yeah, try this? No, that doesn't work for me. So, anyway, so I do welcome everyone. We're halfway through our week this week. It's flying, I'm telling you. My husband's been gone, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready for him to come back. We had a really great dinner last night.
We had fun, girls' night out.
It was. It was really good. You know, and it's not one of my sponsors, but I really love it. It's a little restaurant in Nordstrom's. And
it's really good because you can get little taste. Kim loves to taste things. She doesn't like to order one meal, I got to tell you. She likes to taste things. So it's the perfect restaurant for her because she can order several different things, and we can taste our way through dinner.
Well, hold on a minute. So do you not like that? Do you like a whole meal?
I don't care one way or the other, but you definitely
like
that.
I totally do, yeah. You're right. I love it. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm one of those at the end. I always used to think of myself as Lucy. Everybody would get done with their order, and I'd be like, that's really good. All right, I'll trade. Wait, oh, that's really good, you know. And actually,
what's that
really
called, plate envy?
I don't know. But you know what? That's what I actually got hypnotized for yesterday of being, you know, my husband said the only thing that I would change about you would be, and I can't believe I'm saying this on air, no, is to second guess yourself because I want it to be just perfect, you know. And so that if anybody has any fears like that or you know,
not, I think everybody has fears
fear,
like that.
You
know,
as a plastic surgeon, you want everything to be just perfect. Well, yeah. Goes along with it.
There you go. Yeah. So anyways,
and
but
you
it
have
was,
to have a little bit of perfection to go to be a surgeon in the first place, I would think.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
you
she is
self-select for those
yes,
things.
Definitely. So anyways, well, I welcome you to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and you're here with myself and Marsha and Dr. Lynn Jeffers, and we're going to be talking to, we've got a really good show today. We're going to be talking to Tony Rogers and Tony Roger Dawson's and Secrets of Power problem solving. And so if anybody has a problem and they just think it is just, there's just no way to get around it, he's going to be talking to us about helping us through that. And then we're going to talk to Dr. Ernie Ward, and he offers the latest advice to protect our pets. So I know that there's so many pet lovers out there, including myself. You know, it's funny. I wonder if it's, you know, my pets sleep with me, my cats, my dogs. I know. Do your pets sleep with you?
Our cats do.
Okay, yeah.
My dog sleeps next to me.
Yeah, and, you know, one of my dogs wasn't feeling good, and I always wonder, like, can we catch that? You know, it's like, you know, you just never know. Those are good questions. So we're going to have them on through our show, and then we're going to come back to Dr. Lynn, and she's going to talk about, you know, well, there's a couple new things that are going on, and it is the...
Something I've never heard of before, fat grafting. So that just sounds interesting from the get-go.
Yeah. Do you have to have fat to do that, first of all?
You do have to have fat. You do have to
Darn,
have extra fat.
How many people don't have
extra
fat?
I know. But, you know, but it's really interesting when you start talking to people, and when I sat down and said, what's really important to us? You know, what would really make a difference in your life? And I loved how you really talk about it, because there's a lot of people that maybe they're just going through a really hard time in their life, and they come in and say, kind of like, you know, a hair therapist. They come in and say, I just want to change. Just cut it all off. And you got to really work through it if I feel like you're, you know, you care about who they are, because a lot of times it's not the right time.
Right, exactly.
I spend, each of my new patients gets about an hour. We schedule that time, and I just spend that time to make sure we can understand each other, see where people are coming from, why they're coming for it now after all these years. And sometimes it's not a good time, and if you have somebody who can work with you through that and get you to a point where you know what you want and that you're doing it at a good time, that's when you know you found the right person. It's somebody who has to care about why you're doing the things you're doing. You're just not another patient. So some of our patients will tell us that when you become one of our patients, you become part of an extended family, and we try to keep it that way.
Oh, that makes you feel so welcome,
too. It is great. I love my patients.
And usually, you know, not plastic surgery, but usually you end up going to a doctor when you have an emergency. It's not usually, you know, especially for surgery, an emergency. And it is such a – I have had a couple surgeries in the last couple of years, one for breast cancer and the other one for a neck issue, and they were both – you know, you had to interview surgeons. It's a daunting task.
It is, because as I tell some of my patients, you know, anyone, it's fine if everything goes well. That's actually not a hard choice. The problem is, if you do have any issues or any problems, you want to know that the person you've chosen will stick by you and tell you the truth and get you through it. I mean, that's when it really matters who you choose.
That's right.
You know, that's a really good point right there. So give a little bit of your background. I know you actually graduated from Camarillo High School, right?
I did.
That's a really cool
Go
thing
Scorps.
To start with. Yeah. I love it. And, you know, because that's really important to kind of, you know, that you're still out here, that you give back.
Came back to our community.
Right. And then now when you graduated, talk about where you went to college, but you actually got accepted into one college, and it was a big deal at that point, right?
Now you're going to embarrass me. Well, at that time when I grew up, and I'm not telling you when, in Camarillo, it was much smaller then. And so the funny thing was, I was the first person in the whole history of Camarillo High School to get accepted into Harvard. And I chose not to go because I had gotten accepted into a medical school at Michigan. And so right out of high school. So it was a really hard decision, but chose not to go. But the funny thing about that was that the Camarillo Daily News at that time, the paper in town, wrote an article about how I chose not to go to Harvard. So,
and what was your reason why you didn't?
Well, it was, I knew I wanted to become a doctor, and I was already accepted into medical school out of high school. And it was, although
it's accepted in, isn't that just, that right there gives me chills, because you're so young.
Well,
it
amazes me that people are that sure about what they want to do. I have three teenagers, and you know, they think they know what they want to do, but you know, like most of us go to college and change three times. So
right.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, really, when I was 16, and I don't know if it's because my mom was a hairstylist or what, but I knew I wanted to do that, and I knew that was my passion too. And you know,
well,
15
you
years later,
family, right?
You know, I still love it, and it was a great journey for me.
Well, you know, my dad is actually a doctor. He's been a doctor here in the community for 30 years, and actually he's retiring in 2 days.
Oh, in 2 days.
Congratulations to him.
So I, shout out to him, but I used to you know, follow him around and just and go to the hospital with him. And early on, I knew I wanted to be a doctor. I didn't know what kind.
See, I do think that makes a difference when you have a background in it and you're able to see what that actually means.
Right.
And, you know, that's why a lot of people did go into their parents.
And in his day, you know, you were the Marcus Welby. You were, I mean, people
right.
paid him in chicken
that
sometimes.
That is so cool,
so.
Marcus
My grandfather
Welby.
Was the
yes.
same. I mean, he got paid, you know, he would be disgusted actually right now.
So I have to ask you, did he make house calls?
I have actually made house calls to some of my patients. Now, I don't want to advertise it,
yeah.
but I have.
Yeah.
If you, it's an emergency, you have
yeah.
to do
right,
it.
Or sometimes where it just works out better that way. So
I love
we'll
it.
It. Yeah.
I love it. Well, I welcome everyone to the Kim Pagano Show, and we've got some really great, interesting topics. I hope that I'm going to bring you value here, like I try every day in every way. And if you have any questions, give us a call here right now, or, well, actually, you can Facebook us with a question at the Kim Pagano Show, or you can call us here at 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008. We are going to take a really quick break with let you know about all my sponsors, and I appreciate them because I wouldn't be possible without them. And if you want to be a part of my show, give us a call. 818 or 80, you can call me at my cell, 818-612-0832. With that, we'll be right back.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and oh my gosh, we've been, that was crazy. I don't even know what that noise was.
I don't either.
Anyways, but I welcome everyone to my show, the Kim Pagano Show, and today we've got lots of great topics today, and right now we have Roger Dawson on the line. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Kim. Good to be with you. How are you today?
Very good. Thank you so much. And your book is Secrets of Power Problem Solving, correct?
Yes. Everybody seems to be wallowing in problems these days, but nobody seems to have a method for solving the problems.
I love it. I love to solve problems. So
maybe you should talk to our government.
There you go. So talk to us a little bit about your journey, your book, and why you wrote it.
Well, I've been writing books now for, I think, 29 years. This is my 17th book. They're all on business problem solving or business negotiating or business persuasion, that kind of thing. So In this day and age, I finally realized that what people really needed help with was how to solve problems. Problems range, first thing to do is trying to analyze the problem you're faced with. They range from, I have so many solutions to this problem, I don't know which one to pick, all the way down to, I don't have a clue what to do, and I've got to do something. So in an instance where you have a lot of solutions, this would be late night and you're in an airport bookstore getting ready for a flight home, and you say, I need a book to read on the plane, but I don't know what to get. And the more you look at these books, the more confused you get. When you have a lot of opportunities available to you, what you do is you use parameters. You say to yourself, here's three things I want about this book. I want it to be a paperback. I want it to be an author that I've heard of or preferably read. And I don't want anything that's complicated to read for a late night flight. And the first book you run across that meets those three criteria is the one you pick. Now, at the other end of the scale, you've got situations where I don't see any solution to this at all. This could be the Arnold Schwarzenegger problem or something like that. But in that case, you've got to do some creative thinking and come up with more solutions. Because if you've only got one choice to pick from, or even a dichotomy, which would be just two choices, the chance of you finding a good solution is pretty slim. You need to create more solutions.
So what's the first step, defining the problem?
The first step is to say, how quickly do I have to make this choice? When Sully Sullenberg flew out of Newark Airport on his way to Charlotte and hit a flock of geese, which is extremely unusual, to lose both engines like that, that won't happen for another 25 years. He had only about 2 minutes to make a choice. Should I try and get back to Newark? Should I try and land in Teterboro, New Jersey? Or should I put the plane down in the river? So he had to make a decision very, very quickly. And having made that decision, you forget about all the other solutions and you focus on making that decision work. So that's you just zero in on it and go with it. Don't second-guess yourself all the way down.
Well, most problems aren't quite that life-threatening. They're going to kind
of
come
hopefully.
On.
Yeah,
and some gradually.
Some problems are very, very simple, but there are rules that tell you how to do it. And, for example, this happened to me just yesterday. My wife came to me and said, there's water pouring out of the bottom of the sink in the kitchen. You've got to do something. I hate plumbing with a passion. I'd rather do anything about that. So we cleaned everything out from under the sink, dried it out, and I crawled under there and determined that I had to dismantle the whole faucet and reassemble it and all that stuff. I did this for about an hour and then came out and found out that if I'd have just applied a simple rule of problem solving...
What is that? Call the plumber? No.
The simplest solution is probably the right one in problem solving circles. It's called Occam's razor, but the simplest solution. What had gone wrong was the hose that went to the head of the faucet in the sink had become loose, and I could have solved that problem in 15 seconds if I had just remembered the rule. The simplest solution is probably the right one.
Wow. You know, I just want to remind everybody that we're talking to Roger Dawson and Secrets of Power Problem Solving. You know, I'm looking at your book, and it's really cool because what you've done is at the end of each chapter, you have key points from this chapter. So I like that because a lot of times you can read through and then you think of one thing and really that's not your point that you're, you know, so you've kind of narrowed it down to each thing.
Yeah, I find that so helpful when I'm reading books. I read the end of the chapters first to get an overview of what it's all about, and then I can understand the material a lot more easily when I do that.
I'm so glad somebody else does that because that's how I thought that was wrong, but I kind of go, okay, now what is it that they're talking? Okay, and then I read through again, you know?
Well, I think it started for radio hosts who don't have time to read
There you go, exactly.
So I'm sitting here trying to think of a problem in my life. I can't really come up with one that I want to solve on air, but I know that
on
usually...
On air, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Did everybody catch that?
But the problem... You have the emotional side to the problem and the practical side to the problem. How do you take the emotional side out of a problem so that you can deal with the practical side?
Yeah, we used to be great intuitive problem solvers. We'd shut ourselves in a room and shut down our left brain and let our creative right brain go to work on it and come up with some amazing solutions. Unfortunately, over the last few decades, we've become very dependent upon logical decision-making because we have these huge computers now that... You you can feed in years and years worth of information and let the computer come up with the solution. I think that's a shame because intuitive thinking, people can have incredible abilities that computers don't have. And it's a shame that we don't encourage intuitive thinking. So I take the reader through a process here of taking yourself away from the problem, looking it back at it from a distance, and then soaking yourself with information about the problem, and then wait for intuition to go to work for you.
Isn't it true that you can, I mean, I see that. And when one of your friends has a problem, you can come to the core of it so much easier than when it's your own problem.
That is so true because, and you look to, hopefully, your friends that you trust can look in your mirror, as yeah. I call it, right, and say, you know, Marcia, really, and, you know, I don't want to hurt you, but this is what I'm thinking. And you go, oh, my God, how did you figure that out? It's so easy because we can see the trees from the forest, or you can't see the trees from the forest, but you step back and right. you can really... You know,
so if you can learn to do that for yourself.
Another person might have a much better moral compass. We're very big these days on writing mission statements for company. Every company you walk into in their lobby will say, this is what we stand for, this is what we believe in, this is the way we do business. But people seem to have lost that personal moral compass. And I'm not talking about deep things like don't go to bed with someone who's got more problems than you do. I'm talking about little things, too, that... That traffic signal turns yellow. Do you gun it across the intersection or do you stop? If there's somebody pulling out in front of traffic in front of you, do you let them in or don't you let them in? If you have a personal mission statement, this is the way I run my life, this is the way I do things, then it saves an awful lot of stress and strain on your decision-making process. Another type of problem that's kind of interesting is it's a do we or don't we situation. Do we buy this new home or don't we? Do we go skiing in New Zealand this summer? Do we buy this new building for our property or don't we? And anytime you're faced with a do we or don't we problem, your first thought should be, what happens if I do nothing? Now, remember
Remember
the Branch Davidians down in Waco, Texas? Janet Reno, the Attorney General, after about 60 days of fooling with these people, said, let's invade the compound. What she should have done was say, what happens if we do nothing? And the answer to that is that not very much. No one was being harmed. The FBI had sent milk cartons in. They had microphones in the milk cartons. They knew exactly what was going on in the building. No children were being molested. Nothing bad was happening. They should have just waited to see what would happen. Now, by the time they got to the free men up in Montana, this is a group of people who decided they weren't going to pay federal taxes, the FBI had learned their lesson. They just posted agents at every access to the property and waited them out. It took 9 months, but nobody died the way they did in Waco. So if you have a do we or don't we problem, your first thought should be, what happens if I do nothing?
I love that. And, you know, I want to talk about... You have, five things that you say in your Secret of Power of Problem Solving is treat every problem as a golden opportunity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make your intuition work for you.
Yes.
Evaluate your available choices.
Uh-huh.
And create options when you see no solution.
Uh-huh.
And avoid problems in the first place.
Boy, that's a very good summary.
Well, if we just avoided problems in the first place, we wouldn't have any problems.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that. It's really pretty simple if you know, a lot of people go, oh, my God, I hate my phone or I this or that. Okay, look at all your problems and kind of simplify them.
Now, do you have different recommendations for groups? I sit on a number of boards and committees, and do you change your rules based on who's in that group?
Well, yes, I have quite a bit in the book about brainstorming, which I think most people are familiar with. You get a group of people, you throw out suggestions to the problem, and there are no bad answers. You can say, that's a stupid idea. You can say, oh, that sounds okay, but let's do it this way instead, and the information flows. Sometimes it comes up with solutions that other people would not have thought of on their own because you have that interplay of these brains working together. However, you have to be aware that in business terms, it's very expensive. If you get 10 people spending 2 hours on a problem, that's 20 man-hours or, what do I say these days, person hours, 20 person hours, that you're spending a lot of it. Also, strangely enough, the standards of a decision go down when a lot of people are involved. You would think the more people you have involved, the more chance you have that people wouldn't do anything unethical. But the truth of the matter is, if you get a lot of people and somebody says, oh, let's go ahead and do it anyway, the crowd tends to go. There's a famous story in the book about lemons rushing to the sea and jumping off cliffs, which everybody believes because of a Disney movie that showed these little animals being running to the sea and jumping off. It never happened. Lemons don't commit suicide. It was a movie maker who needed to spice up a boring movie and actually imported these lemons from Hudson Bay to Alberta, where he was filming, got a little turntable and put the lemons on and flung them off the cliff, and then used photography to make it look like hundreds of lemons were doing that. Lemons do not commit suicide. They relocate it, it gets crowded.
When did you realize that, Roger? Roger, you know, where does everybody find your book?
Well,
besides the airport when you're walking through.
Your local bookstore, because we've got a serious problem in this country, and that is these bookstores are having a tough time staying in business. So try your bookstore first. Give them a call. See if they have it. If not, it's readily available on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. Or go to my website and get some more information. It's RogerDawson.com.
Great. And can you go to my Facebook and just post a couple of those tips?
Absolutely.
Okay. That is the Campagano Show.
I'll do it.
Okay, great. And if you could leave us with one last thought, if somebody has what they think is a crisis, you know, that how best to handle it.
If they've got to the crisis situation, they probably feel that I'm totally alone on this. No one's ever had this problem before, and I've nobody to turn to. That's just not true. That any problem you're going to have, thousands and thousands of people have faced this before. So get onto your computer, do a few Google or Bing searches on the problem, and you'll see there's all kinds of people out there who've had the same problem. In other words, consult an expert.
That's a great idea.
I love that. You know what? Really, there's so many out there. And, you know, really, that just follows what we talk about here on my show is, you know, if somebody's already journeyed through it and they made it through.
And I always say all problems are temporary.
Mm-hmm.
All problems.
That's another really great thing. Well, thank you so much, Roger. This has been a pleasure. And
great to be with you, Kim.
I look forward to talking to you with another one of your books.
I look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia and Dr. Lynn Jeffers. And we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we'll be discussing more great values. Lynn, I know that you were going to give away something, right?
Yes, we were going to give away a free consultation to my office and a plastic surgery consultation.
And so what we'll do is we'll take callers right now at 805-639-0008. Lynn is actually over at St. John's, right? So it's local for anybody that's, you know, around here. And if there's something that you just kind of gnawing at and you thought you might just want to, you know, and you're so down to earth, it's so easy to talk to you. So definitely
thank
give us
Kim.
A call here at 805-639-0008. We're going to take a really quick break and we'll be right back.
Honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, we were talking in the studio about going on and Googling if there's a problem. And, you know, you had said that
I want to say that I did say all problems are temporary. That's really not what I meant, because obviously death is not temporary and tragedy is not temporary. If you had a child die or something, that's not temporary.
That's right. God forbid.
God forbid. But the problem changes every day. So, you know, it could get worse or it could get better, but nothing stays the same every day.
This is the only thing we know for sure, right? Yeah.
So I didn't want to be trite and act like I'm, you know, some Pollyanna, because I'm not. But, you know, things I've had, you know, lots of tragedy in my life.
Oh, yeah.
And
me
it
too.
Changes everybody. If you live a life, something's happened.
That's right.
But it changes every day.
But we were talking about, you know, Googling our problem, and Dr. Lynn Jeffers was saying that
Well, sometimes when you go on the internet, you have to be careful of what you're reading, because it may not be accurate, especially when you're talking about diagnoses or new procedures. Or there was a study I was saying earlier, I think about 8 years ago, where they Googled certain terms. I think it was in orthopedics, and I don't have all the data, but what was amazing was that a large number of those Google sites and the Google information was inaccurate. So you really do need to make sure you consult your expert, like we said earlier.
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. The other thing that's really true, I used to own a florist, and I did a lot of weddings and parties. And we always tried to make everybody happy. But what you always knew is if a
customer... But you always know that you can't make everybody happy, right?
If you had a customer for... And sometimes it's not even your fault. But if you had a customer that was unhappy, that person will tell 100 people.
Oh, no question.
Where if you have a person that's really happy, they'll tell 3.
Isn't that amazing?
So you had to make sure that you took
Did
care
your
of
best.
Your problems.
Right.
And tried to solve whatever problem there was.
And, you know, I think it's an honor when somebody comes back and they're not happy and they came back to you. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people are like, oh, God, they're such a... I'm like, oh, my God, no, I welcome it. Because if they had to go somewhere else, I wouldn't be able to chance to fix it, you know?
Well, and my point of that was, when you go online and you look up a doctor's name, if someone was unhappy for whatever reason... You're going to see it as well as they're happy, but you have to take it with a grain of salt. Where did it come from and what exactly happened? Because, you don't know.
With all the online rating things right now, what they've shown is some of these are inaccurate. Sometimes they're posted by an ex. Sometimes they're posted by a previous employee that's unhappy or a competitor in the area, which you hope none of these things happen, but they do.
And seriously?
So yes.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
There have been reports of some of these things happening. We've also heard of reports where certain companies try to post, have their employees post positive things about them, and that's obviously not true either. So the best thing is to just to do your homework and actually visit that person you're trying to go to and see if there's a good fit, and do your homework. Make sure they have the right credentials and know what they're doing.
Right.
I call that the Wikipedia effect.
Right.
Everybody thinks that Wikipedia is truth, but it's actually, you know, people posting their own
thoughts
and manipulating facts. And yeah, so you have to be very wary when you're looking at anything.
Right, and all the kids in school think that that's the
authority.
Right.
I remember. Yeah, definitely.
So, Dr. Lynn Jeffers, I'm so glad you're here.
I actually just had
a text here of saying, you know, how old do you have to be to do your eyes?
there isn't an age where you have to be. It's more of just like everything else, you know, how old you have to be to start taking care of your skin. There's preventative measures. There are things that you can do. There's intermediate steps before surgery that you can do to lift your eyes or to shape your eyes or to shape your brows without surgery. And now that we have things like Botox, you can start to use that early on, even in your 30s, and try to maintain your face. So just like Kim and I were talking about this earlier, it's just like your car or anything else. You can either choose to wait and then do the big overhaul at the end, or you can try...
The big overhaul, that's scary.
Right, or you can choose to just maintain throughout and try to push off the large overhaul in the future.
Okay, so I have a question about Botox, because isn't Botox a form of botulism?
So Botox is a toxin that's from the botulism, but it doesn't propagate because it's just the portion that weakens your muscle, not the portion that could multiply in your body or make you sick.
But how do you know? I mean, especially after having cancer, I'm very careful about putting foreign substances in my body. So how do you know how much you can have and when it becomes toxic? How long does it completely dissipate, or does it stay in somewhere in your body?
So that actually, you know, you bring up a good point. That is actually why it's so important to make sure you go to somebody who is qualified but is also using FDA-approved material. Believe it or not, you know, there are people who are using unpurified substances. There are people who are importing it from outside the country, which is, by the way, a felony, but they may not realize it. So you may be buying from a different country thinking it's cheaper, but at the end of the day, you're not using the FDA-approved substances, and that's when you're getting into risks as far as being unpurified. And there were people, I think about 8 years ago, that were done in Florida, and they ended up on ventilators because the guy was using unpurified, non-FDA-approved Botox-like substances.
So you want to go to a board-certified doctor.
Right.
What about all these parties? These Botox parties, that's crazy then.
Right, you need to just be careful of who's doing it. And you also want to remember, at Botox parties, a lot of times there's alcohol served. You really want to be not in that state when you're signing your consent and listening to what you're going to do. So we recommend that you go to a doctor, talk to them, make sure they're board certified, make sure they're one of the core. In fact, there is an organization that I'm a part of called the Physicians Coalition for Injectable Safety, and it's trying to give unbiased information on the web, and it's by multiple specialty societies, not just one, and it tries to talk about, in fact, I'll give you the website. It's www.injectablesafety.org.
And so you can find out information.
Right. And the idea being, you know, it should be a qualified injector, and it should also be FDA-approved substances.
So how would you know whether you should go to a dermatologist because you only have one little tweaky problem and it's a skin problem, or whether you should go to a surgeon?
Plastic surgeon.
Well, are you talking about Botox or are you talking...
Well, let's talk about Botox now, and then we can go...
So the organizations that are part of injectable safeties, these are the core specialties that inject, and that would be the American Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, American Society of Plastic Surgeons, the Dermatologic Surgeons, the Ophthalmic Plastic and Reconstructive Surgeons, the Facial Plastic Surgeons. There's a number of them on there on the website. Those are the ones that are their core injectors who have been recognized as the core injectors.
One interesting thing I saw on the information you gave us is you talk about how you need to not only go to a plastic surgeon that you trust, but you need to address who is going to be doing this procedure at the surgeon.
Right.
Yes, because that was one of the things we talked about is, okay, so now you agree on a surgery, then you have to get a place where you're going to have the surgery done, then you have to have an anesthesiologist. It's a whole group. It's not just you, right?
Exactly. As in everything else in life, it's a team approach, but more importantly, it's not just enough to have someone say, oh, I'm a plastic surgeon. You want to ask if they're board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. Anyone can call themselves a plastic surgeon. And believe it or not, anyone with an MD, even if you're a psychiatrist or a neonatologist, can legally do plastic surgery and call themselves a plastic surgeon or a cosmetic surgeon. And there are many boards out there that call themselves something that sounds legitimate, but it's not really one of the ABMS boards. So you want to ask specifically, were you board certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery? Because maybe they're board certified by the American Board of Psychiatry, and you ask them if they're board certified, and they'll say yes.
Hmm. Well, you know, the interesting, you touched on anesthesiologists. When I was having my breast cancer surgery, my surgeon said she was going to wait until the anesthesiologist that she wanted was available. Because she goes, I can't kill you doing this surgery, but he can. And I thought that was an interesting comment. I'm like, oh, God.
Well, I'm lucky. I mean, the people that I work with, I would trust and I would go under for. So.
And they work for you specifically?
They don't work for me per se, but we all work as a team. They're their own person. But, you know, it's the same thing as facilities. You want to look to make sure the facility that you're being done in is an accredited facility. And there are organizations out there, but you need to find out who they are.
So one of the new things that we talked about that I had never heard of is fat grafting for breasts.
Right.
And not only breasts, but for your lips, for your, right?
Right.
So talk a little bit about that, because I think that's really interesting.
So fat grafting is really a recent hot topic, not just for, you know, the lay public, but actually for plastic surgery. I think the last couple meetings that I've been to in the last couple months all have had some fat grafting topic in there. And it's actually been done previously, 100 years ago it was first done, but it was never really reliable, and there were some issues with it. It had to do with technique, and it had to do with how we process the fat, and we knew that a lot of it would resorb. But just recently, there have been more advances in technique, and so the idea behind it is you harvest fat from somewhere, aka liposuction, and then you inject it somewhere where you want it. So it could be in your breast, it could be in your buttocks, it could be in your face. And, you know, if you think about it, it's a girl's dream. What's not to like about that? A little liposuction and putting it where you need it. But there are some caveats right now, and that's being worked out. And so, for example, in fat, in breasts, for example, it sounds like a great idea, but we haven't done all the studies. And so the fat grafting that I'm doing for pure augmentation or pure reconstruction, I'm actually enrolling my patients in a study, and I'm actually enrolled in a study now, nationwide study. And we're actually writing a grant for a second study for fat grafting for reconstruction. And you really want, you don't want to just be a cowboy, go in there and just inject a bunch of fat. It doesn't work. And I actually saw a person with a complication the other day from a different person, she wasn't fully informed at that time. So.
Well, and I would think if it's a reconstruction issue, you've already had problems. You've already, you know, had some issues. And so it is a daunting thing when you've had some kind of surgery that has caused, or not even, well, whatever, has caused some issues, and then you go in, and then you got more issues from the solution, supposedly. So you want to be sure that you know what you're doing.
Right. And I've been doing fat grafting for breast reconstruction, just for contouring and shaping after a mastectomy or after we do reconstruction. That's been done for a while. We're talking about using fat alone for breast enhancement, breast augmentation, or creating the entire breast, if you can imagine, after a mastectomy, using only your own fat and without using an implant. That's where the new idea is coming from. And there is a new device called the Bravo. This is part of the study that I'm in that actually helps to prep your site that we're going to inject into so we can put more fat in at the same time. The problem with the old way was that you could only put so much at a time. It would have taken forever to inject enough fat to get the amount that you needed for a breast.
And the structure, how do you control the structure of a breast?
Well, that's actually where the Brava comes in. This is an external device, and we can talk about it after.
Yeah,
the break,
so. We're actually going to take a really quick break, but you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Dr. Lynn Jeffers. She is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon out here in Oxnard. And at right out of St. John's, right?
Right. I actually work in both St. John's, Pleasant Valley and Oxnard, and I also work in some of the surgery centers and at Thousand Oaks Surgical Hospital.
All right. And if anybody is interested, she is giving a consultation away. And so we're going to take names for that at 805-639-0008. I'm Kim. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definitely better quality.
And I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price? Can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people. Always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend Georgetown.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 and Las Posas Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
You know the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad you stayed with us. We're actually we're talking to Dr. Lynn Jeffers and plastic surgeon. We're asking all those questions, the naked truth of plastic surgery, basically. You know, I'm so excited. You know, it's funny. I never walked into I broke my nose when I was really young and always thought I was going to have my nose done. But after they packed it, with all that being really young, that kind of stuck in my mind, you know. And then, of course, four C-sections, always thought about a tummy tuck. That stuck in my mind, you know. So I'm probably one of those people. But, you know, I mean, you make it sound so easy. And there's just so many options.
Well, it's not necessarily easy. But, you know, as women, especially anyone who's had children, we all have something that we would like to have done. It's more important, though, as we talked about in the past, was, you know, it depends on how much it bothers you and how much you're willing to go through to get that done. But luckily, we live in this decade, in this generation, where we have other options that are not necessarily surgery if you don't want to go down that path quite yet or maybe ever. So it's we're just lucky we have the options that we do.
We do, I know. Now, do you, we never talked about this, but do you do like spider veins or anything like that?
I don't do that.
Okay, yeah. So now, you know, after you have a baby, and I'm sure everybody, even if you work out really hard, you they cut your muscles. And so you start
to
kind of...
Well, if you have a cesarean.
If you have a C-section.
Yeah. Four over here. They should have put a zipper in.
I didn't
you know?
Have that problem, but I still have a tummy. I mean, you know, anytime you have babies and it's stretched all out. I had twins.
Right.
You know,
there you go.
And I work out a lot, but I'll never have that bathing suit flat
and
stomach.
Partly it's not your fault because you have two muscles that run up and down your stomach that are your supposed abs that nobody really, really has. And in between them, there is some tissue, but it's not muscle. So all the sit-ups you do that will not bring that tissue in between back together that has been stretched out from your pregnancies or if you've been very overweight at one point. And so that's the thing that we cinch back up when we do a tummy tuck.
Oh.
So,
see,
you know,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is interesting.
So it's not all your fault.
No, well, thank God.
I know. So I'm going to take that little, guilt off of me right there, right? But you know, you see these women that look magnificent in bathing suits and you know that they've had it. So their skin's just tighter?
Well, some people are lucky and they're tighter. Or also, depending on when you were pregnant, if you were younger, some people you definitely have more elastic skin when you're younger, which is why when you do liposuction, for example, you have better results when you're younger or when you're in better shape because your skin is more elastic.
Well, and since genetic, too. Some people just have the genes.
The genes. Those jeans. Got to buy the good ones, you know?
Okay, so I'm looking at different things here.
Yeah, I bought all these books
with
me.
And one of them is Latisse. And, you know, I always am very skeptical about anything I see advertised on TV as far as medically goes because I personally think that's wrong. I don't think they should advertise medicine on TV, but that's me.
That's so like an infomercial,
tell us,
right?
This, yeah. This is not that same thing. This, you know, sometimes they have commercials where they say something you don't even know what it was for.
Right.
Well, you know what? Talking about commercials where they say, if you take this medication, you're going to have diarrhea, you're going to have a welch,
know,
you're going to have this, and you're going, yeah,
impossible death.
I know, and I want to take that medication. You know, I mean, really, you know. So talk to us about Latisse.
Well, Latisse was originally a glaucoma drug, and it was used as an eye drop, and then they noticed in these people that their lashes were growing, and they were darker and longer, and so they decided to reformulate it and look and do the studies, and it now comes into a little dropper bottle. You put on a little brush, you put it across your eyelid, just like you do liquid eyeliner once a night. And it does, after 4 to 8 weeks, that you will see your lashes grow and they grow longer. And it's by prescription only, though.
And so off radio, we were talking about, I've heard that different color eyes, it will affect differently. So can you
tell
us about that?
If you drop it in it, right?
So with the original glaucoma drugs, I think there were some reports of people who were hazel-eyed who would turn more brown. And so even though that has not happened with Latisse, it's still part of the, you know, precautions,
right,
in case somebody would be very upset if that happened. So that is part of it, even though it hasn't happened with Latisse patients, as far as I know.
Right.
Because it goes on the outside of your eye rather than dropping it in your eye.
Exactly.
All right. So now, so talk to us about implants and, well, let's just go, okay, if you're too big and you want a reduction, mm-hmm, how hard of a surgery is that?
Well, for you, it's not. Breast reduction patients are some of our happiest patients across the board. The studies have been done and they've shown it. And I think, especially my patients, you know, they'll come in a lot of times with back pain or neck pain, shoulder grooving, you know, your arms sometimes go numb. And so when you do this, it's almost instantaneously, you've got lighter, you know, you're not carrying around quite so much. And some patients we've taken out a couple pounds, so you're thinking, yeah, they're carrying around a little bowling ball around all day, mm-hmm, right around their chest, if you can imagine, right,
yeah,
around your neck.
My mother had huge breasts, and she would, my whole life would say, pray that you don't get big boobs, because she had divots on,
yeah,
her shoulders.
Right.
It was hard on her back and her everything.
Did she ever have surgery?
No, she didn't. And,
no.
And she probably, if, you know, now, she probably would.
Well, I think what people don't realize is sometimes insurance will pay for that if you have a real medical reason. You really do have to have back pain, neck pain documented, and it doesn't get better with conservative measures.
Right. But that's something you want to do somewhat at an early age, right? Not.
Well, I've had people come older, but what happens is they, first thing out of their mouths after they come back is, gosh, I wish I had done this earlier. And
right,
the funny thing is sometimes they'll bring in their daughters, say, you know, I shouldn't have waited and I don't want her to wait. And so it's kind of a testament to the surgery itself. You do trade it for scars, but for the patients who are really suffering the way we're talking about, it's really worth it.
And this isn't a weight issue. So sometimes people's breasts get larger when you get larger.
Exactly.
But this is somebody who's a normal weight but has large breasts and having medical problems.
But then there's the flip on that. There's these women who have these huge implants. Mm-hmm. What are they thinking, you know? I mean, and now, do they always stay up, or does
See, unfortunately, the larger the implant, the faster they'll fall. And in fact, your plastic surgeon should be going through with you and matching your implant to your body. So if we doing breast augmentation, right, I actually measure your chest width, I measure where your nipples are, I measure how much skin you have. If you don't have enough soft tissue and you put too large of an implant, number one, you're going to see it and it'll be very obvious, but also stretch out your skin so much they'll sag much more quickly and your skin will not be able to take it. So
gravity still is an
gravity
issue.
Unfortunately is still an issue.
Wow.
Always.
Huh. All right, and now let's just tip on, because I know you're going to come back. I you know.
Well, before we go off of breast implants, I want to ask a question. So for people that are thinking of having them done at 20 years old, what's the likelihood at 60 years old you're going to have it done again or whatever?
Oh,
how
great
long?
Question.
How long is? Do they last?
Well, statistically, they'll need to have something done again, but. Having said that, I have sometimes seen patients who've had their implants for 30 years and not had a problem, and then other patients after 5 years have a problem. It really is a matter of what you're going through. So what I tell people is it's not like tires where 50,000 miles you have to come in and get them changed. It's one of those things where you only have to come in if there's a problem like infection, a rupture, or they're getting hard and they don't look right. And those are really the main reasons why you would come in. Otherwise, if they're not giving you a problem, then you don't need to have them changed out. Having said that, the FDA has recommended that if you have silicone implants in, the current recommendation is to get an MRI every other year, starting with your third year, to look for silent ruptures.
Gosh. Well, this has been so valuable. I really think, you know, it's just so interesting to find out all our options. And I know there's so much more because I want to talk about, you know, do men come in? I mean, you know, and then all the other things that we can do with our face and, you know, facelift, eye lifts, all that. I want to give out your website at www.drjeffers, that's J-E-F-F-E-R-S .com. And your practice is 1700 North Rose, number 135 in Oxnard.
Right.
And your phone number?
It's 805-981-1898.
All right. And this has been incredible having you on, and I hope that you'll come back again.
I will. Thank you, Kim.
And Marcia, it was really cool, wasn't it?
My pleasure. Yes.
Yeah, it was just, we're always learning on. I feel like I go to school for an hour every morning. So one, I want to let everybody know, if you missed any part of our show today, in fact, yesterday, for some reason, we got another show up there, but usually my shows play again in the afternoon. So definitely from 3 to 4, you'll hear our show again if you missed any part of it. And I'm on Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 and then again from 3 to 4. And you can always visit my website, thekimpaganoshow.com. Also, my Facebook, become a fan on the Kim Pagano Show, and tell all your friends about it. And if there's any topic that I'm not hitting, like somebody actually wanted to talk to a plastic surgeon, I hope that I fulfilled that thought. With that, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is, in the practice of tolerance and patience, one's enemy is the best teacher. With that, I thank you for being here with us today. I want you to go and have a really great day. Go do something nice for yourself. And if this was an interest of you, give Dr. Lynn Jeffers a call. With that, I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia, and I'm here with Dr. Lynn Jeffers. Great job on the board, guys. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a really good day. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
One blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just